sacrifice that we spoke about last time. That was speaking about if someone's got a cut on one's hand. We spoke about blisters, not blisters, but about bee stings, splinters, and taking things out of one's hand. So we said, even if it's going to cause bleeding, it's butter. It's not, many times it's not particularly, it's not what's going to happen, but if it does, we say it's mutter. What about if someone's got a cut? Is he allowed to stop the bleeding? So we said last time, a person's allowed to, that's not called refuah. Stopping bleeding is a prevention, it's not actually curing anything. So therefore, there's no issue to stop actually bleeding going on. The question how to do it, the question, can you squeeze your finger to stop the blood coming out? The chayyah, squeezing blood out is a problem of sheikhet. So it's best not to squeeze, actually. Best to just put something around it.
Squeezing it to stop it.
Yeah, I know, but the mice are squeezing is an act of shokut. So you're doing it, you're right, for a reason to stop it, but the vila, you're squeezing out. Any bit of blood that you squeeze out is considered a malach of shokut. So you shouldn't squeeze the blood. So what you should do is you put something around it. That mission will speak about halachos svia, that ideally, we hold svia derech lichos mutter. If you're going to ruin the thing that you're colouring, that's okay. And it says, ideally, one shouldn't use a red tissue. If you've got a red serviette, you should not use a red serviette. Better use a white one. The white one ruins it better. If you've got nothing else available, then you can, you could use a white serviette if you've got nothing else available. If you use a red one, if you've got nothing else available, you can use a red one. Better to use a white one. If you haven't got a white one available, you can use a red one. All right, very good, yeah. You also may wash it. I wrote over here, I think, as far as I remember, you're allowed to use actually this, what's it called, to stop infections. So what's it called?
Saddle.
What?
Saddle.
Saddle's a problem. Cream is a problem. It has to be, should be liquid. What did I write over here? What's it called? Disinfecting liquid. You can use a disinfecting liquid. Yes, we could use iodine, you could use anything like that, the mice is alright. Even though that does help it, but to stop germs getting in, they say it's taka. That's taka allowed to be done. So you're allowed to use that. That's not called refuah. It's a chiddush, actually. That's not called refuah. Then we ended off last week with also a very interesting shout about using a hot water bottle. Interestingly enough, this halacha came in Shulchan Aruch. It's the other way around, believe it or not. In Shulchan Aruch, there's two places where this halacha comes in. One is in Shin Chavov, Sivov. That's from a hot water bottle, Moshi. Using a hot water bottle on Shabbos. You ever use it? Hot water bottle, nice and cold. Continue came, Moshi. Let's see what it says here. Shulchan Aruch. Also, live in Algarve, Bitne, Kedi Sheshbo, Mayim Kamen. You must put in your stomach something which has got hot water in. Vafila Bechoyle, actually, even in the weekday, in the Asakona. Shepo'am Shem Reuschen. Something that's very hot. It looks like Shulchan Aruch is worried that it might spill out. So, that's nothing to do with refuah, actually. That's a practical thing. It's dangerous. However, others have shown him learned that there's a problem with refuah. According to that, that would be a problem to Moshi to use a hot water bottle. I think Mr. Rubin is down. Adam is showing him hold. That's how Rashi learns. Mr. Rubin brings this down. That it's Kolch in the Asa Roshav Hashem. He's put on him to correct the water. The water's going to come out. But if he's there, Macham Mekeli Sogor. If the hot water is in a Keli Sogor in a closed bottle, that's right. Ab on the period of Tosfos. But according to Tosfos, that time we should have done Min before. It looks like he's doing refuah. Gazem from Shikas Amonim. Gamba Zeos. You can't put anything hot on your stomach in that. That's what should come out. Well, I haven't finished yet, haven't I? In Hilchas Refuah, so you want to ask something? Yeah. In Hilchas Refuah, there is Paket, in Shin Chav Ches, Siv Mem. Now, I never realized, actually, I know someone went to a doctor, they actually did this, I can't believe it's in the Shulchan Aruch. HaChoshish Mebeah, someone's got a problem with this in the insides. Mutzah litnalein kois, you're allowed to put on it a cup. She'iru menu chamin. Now the hot water being emptied out. That's very hot. I know someone went to one of these places. What did they do with it? I don't know how they do it. They take cups. I'm not sure if they heat the cups up or they pour water in the cups. They empty out the hot water and then they turn the cup outside the stomach, or outside the stomach area. That sugar is as much, believe it or not. You know, that's not called a refuah. That refuah, I suppose, there's no shops on one for it, there's water. But it comes out of her that our hot water bottles, according to how we're learning here, should be a problem. Because that's in Shin Chavov, there seems to be saying it's a problem. On that, unfortunately, we say that nowadays it's much better. Many healthy people always take hot water bottles. So it's not Nicholas or Rafu anymore. A lot of people are just cold wherever they want to keep themselves nice and warm. They will take a hot water bottle, and therefore it's interesting. So many poskim say that nowadays there's no issur using a hot water bottle. Sorry? You know, water bottle. Shabbos, you have to do it actually. That's interesting as a Russian. Because what you're going to do is it's, you take, go to the urn and you fill out the water. What? Yeah, so you have to know what you're doing. I say, if they're droplets, normally it depends. If they're droplets inside there, you have to know what problem that is. Is that a problem of Bishel?
Why not?
If you've got droplets of water, someone used it on Thursday night or whatever, or Friday, Thursday night, and now you've got droplets of water still inside there. Yeah, my friend, but now it's cold. Now it's cold. Yeah, but you didn't hear a Kerish when you go to your urn and the water goes straight onto it. So that's a question. What? So that's a question. Right, with Pashas, that's a problem. Yeah, because we know that a liquid that's cooled down, you cannot heat up in a Kerish. In a Kerish, like a Kerish. But we saw once we did a special. Ideally, once you do a Kerish, that's definitely better. That means you go to the urn, fill up a cup, and pour from that cup into the hot water. That's the best way of doing it. If it's not so practical to do this, there are some poskim who say, if you've only got a few droplets of water, it's like someone has a cup of coffee. He finishes coffee, and he wants to go to the urn and put some hot water in. Is there a problem? Now, often, by the time you finish your coffee, the liquid inside there is cold. So you've got little droplets there which are cold, let's say you finish on it. Is that a problem? So there again, it's ideal, better not to, if you can't help avoiding it. So I think the Vosna says that those few drops are so insignificant, no one's intending to do bishul on them. It could be there's no problem on that. So Kiddush, the Maaseh Kapush is definitely better to try and avoid doing the Kiddush Sheni. Try how hot would your hot water bottle be after a Kiddush Sheni? What?
I'm scared, it still works.
That's why you have to go in. Now, hot water bottle is like a pot. You say one can use a hot water bottle. The mice are nowadays, someone's a bit cold. It's very common to dead green, but a lot of people, a lot of healthy people also.
Can you still use when they've got stomach pains?
Yes, again, that's what we're talking about. The answer is yes. It's not mitten. Mochach is doing for a poor. Shouldn't say it, yeah, he's right. You shouldn't say it for a poor. But the mice are. But Baal, it's normal for people to have it, therefore a person can take it even though he's doing it for a poor. That's quite right. I mean, the person's not feeling well, he's got a bad stomach or whatever, he's got a wish taking, which one he can take it, whatever it is. He can't, he is allowed to take it, he shouldn't take it for a poor. That's. Okay, electric blanket's no problem at all, besides the danger element. There's nothing to do with Hilton Rafur, that's nothing wrong. You can take a hot blanket, nothing wrong with that at all. No problem, it's Hilton Rafur. That's what was last time. On today's share is the issue of taking medicines on Shabbos. So we really spoke this out really, Chazal didn't allow a person to take medicine to someone who's got a very slight discomfort. You see, there are different levels of people who are ill. The very first level that we're going to talk about is someone who's got a very slight discomfort, very slight, minor condition, like a skin condition. It causes a very slight pain, a sore throat, a slight headache, diarrhea, a slight burn, a boiled athlete's foot. All these things are dera plow, very slight. The pain is very, very slight. So Chazal said we don't need to take medicine on Shabbos for this, because if we do, there's a danger that a person might overstand the market, might grind up some more material to do it, and Chazal said you shouldn't do it.
That's why we should, because
you might grind up some tablets, you might grind up some pills.
What is it going to grind today?
Yeah, it's true. Now, that's a point. Nowadays, the vice, this whole thing doesn't make sense. It's not Nagari, this really, yeah? We can't make the medicine ourselves. Unless you say some herb, then you could do. But even so, none of the possible lenient because of this. One Chazal, I said to you once before this, actually. I think the Gros says this. The mice in Shulchan Aruch says clearly that one of the things that was dangerous was uncovered liquids. Because there was a danger that a snake might put some poison in and you might drink, it's dangerous. But there, Chazal gave a reason. They said the reason is because there's a danger that snake might put poison in. And they said, in a place where there are no snakes, there's no problem. So Chazal made it clear there that if there's no snakes, there's no problem. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch says that nowadays, Baruch Hashem, in the place that we live, We don't have this set up. There are no snakes brushing here. And therefore, there's no problem really in Ichad in the Kodin Akilin. Even though the Gaon says still, the Gaon says that once Chazan can Issa, it stays always. Now, in Akhid Shikasamonim, that's an in-between stage, really, yeah? Because they said that the reason is you might grind the herbs to make it. That doesn't apply nowadays. But it didn't give any clear leniency. They didn't say in a place where no one grinds it's allowed. So the positive take on, generally most positive take on, that this is the state as it is. And therefore there's no heter for medicine now. Even though we can't make it ourselves, we don't even know what to do. In fact, I think I was speaking once to someone who works in this sort of field. Seems to be a bit machlokes about it, but he said to me that most of the stuff actually is not even, it's not even Gedolei Karka. Most of the tablets don't even come from Gedolei Karka anymore. It's chemicals. I'm saying it's a mice and the whole thing is not a problem of token anymore, yeah? Grind, there's no problem whatsoever anywhere of token anymore now. Even so, Chazal made this Issa and this Issa stays. So you've got a problem, I can't take medicine. The mice, the bottom line is one can't take medicine.
If you break it up, you mustn't take tablets because you might want to crush herbs or whatever it is. The answer is, you take your paracetamol, have you not crushed any herbs? Because you haven't got any herbs to cook. So is there now an issue involved? The answer is, you haven't done an issue.
You might.
I'm not crushing any herbs.
You're not, Zera. Like, you might not.
The answer I haven't done.
What?
The answer I haven't done any. I haven't done an
issue. Everything Zera's like that. Zera's, you mustn't read by candlelight. It's a Zera that you might interfere it. Now, if someone goes by the candlelight, he doesn't touch it, alright? He's not an issue. It's wrong what he did.
No, but the next thing.
Sorry?
He's saying when you can't.
That's what I'm saying. Well, that's because he's not saying.
Wait, no, you need to crush it.
You're right, I understand. Well, because you can't make the medicine now.
Yeah,
but that's what I'm saying. Chazal, you must understand, Chazal got probably 100 reasons why they make something. They might explain one reason, but there could be other things besides that. There could be other things which you don't say.
Yeah.
I tell you, once, I had a couple once told me, he told me this about 20 years ago actually. He said to me he never ever appreciated Gezeris Chazal until he went to university. So what do you mean, what happened in university? He said to me, you don't really know, Shlomi says to me. In university, what happens is, you study for every time it is. In the afternoon, you finish, and at night time, you go out socializing. Drinking, doing all this. He said, Baruch Hashem, every night I couldn't go with him. So what happened? He said, the man said, Chazal made an issue to drink wine with the boy. He said, I couldn't go. He said, if I could tell you how much that helped, he said, you wouldn't believe it, he says. So from there, he realized, I said, Chazal, but I caught you, what was allowed to be done, what was not done. So they gave a reason, but it must be the other reasons as well. So when it's a minor ailment, let's call it an ailment, it's not unfortunate to call it, it's a very slight thing with the person, very slight. I mean, he's got a rash on there, which is a problem. I mean, it can be on hand, you can have a toothache, I've got a toothache, it's very slight, very, very slight. There, a person could not take medicine for that. It's not, that is what Chazal said, a person may not take medicine. So a person's got a slight cough. It's like you can't take a cough sweet. Because that's medicine, Moshi. A cough sweet is medicine, so you can't take anything which is going to be a cure for that thing.
It's a sweet as well.
Yeah, it depends what you're doing. The person's not well. When the person's not well and he has a cough, yeah, that's the problem. He's quite right. Someone who's well and he likes cough sweets, suppose no problem. Because there's no disease.
Therefore, you couldn't have them.
No, but this person do it for a fuhr. If you do it for a fuhr, the chayra, and it's made.
Why is it worse than whiskey on Tuesday?
Because that's the thing which is a machal briam. A cough sweet, generally, for most people, is very good to a cough
sweet.
Ask, who goes to the chemist to buy a cough sweet? Only most people who go to buy cough sweets are people who got a cough. It could be, you also like cough sweets, you might have as well, but generally speaking, a cough sweet is made for that. A whiskey, a glass of whiskey is made for everyone. It's not nick at all. No one knows what it is. Most people, you have a cough sweet, they think that's what you're doing. That's the difference. So going to Chayra, to have a cough sweet, the Chayra is not so posh. Yeah? You can't do that to have a cough sweet or any medication you can't take. Sorry? All these things, the Chayra is medicine. All these things are medicine. Most people don't take it. It's all medicine. It's called a? It depends how bad it is, heartburn. You see, a lot of these things depend how bad it is. He's right, you have a heartburn, something that got very, very mild, something got worse. I'm talking about something that's very, very mild. It's obviously caused a bit of discomfort, no shame about that. But it's not enough of a discomfort to take medicine for it. And who had in? One can't ask a goy to anything. I'm not sure someone's got, let's say, what's it called, those itchy things where he's got, like a rash. Like a rash. What?
Excellent.
Let's say it's only very slight. He can't ask a goy to pour, what's it called, calamine lotion or whatever on it. Because you can't ask a goy to do an issa drop on it when it's only a slight salve. It's a very slight pain. One's not allowed to ask a non-Jew even to do something for you. So the Maisa, unfortunately, you're stuck in that position. The Maisa, there's nothing you can do on Shabbos. We'll see, before Shabbos, you can make things, you can arrange things. But on Shabbos itself, it happens, there's nothing you can do. You can't ask a goy either. If a person is slightly worse, it's the next level up. He's mitzas choyni. Now this person, mitzas choyni, is, he's got an end which has a pain to it. Now this is a specific pain. Again, it's not mummy's terrible, it doesn't make it whole schwach. It's painful, slightly painful.
Heartburn can be quite painful.
Yeah, actually, heartburn depends on what it is, yeah. So then there's a question now what you could do. What could
you do? Heartburn, can I have a cup of milk? Very good for heartburn.
Milk's nothing wrong.
Milk's good for everybody.
I've said, milk's good for everyone. Milk's a thing that most, a lot of people drink. Yes. It's a normal healthy thing for people to drink. There's no problem at all about that. Any moisture, which is have a banana or prunes, whatever it is, constipation, whatever it is, anything which is mummish normal, there's no problem whatsoever. We're talking about something over here which is not normal. The person puts a medication on calamine lotion, or he puts something for a heartburn, and drinks, take a drink, something which is a medicine, that is much more problematic. So here now we're going on level number two, Moshe. This is level number two, where it's called mitzas choyli. It's got a slight pain, which is more than the case of makos pan, slight pain. Here, more or less again, all is a person can't do anything himself. That he can't do. The only thing that's more lenient now is that you get a goy to do something for you. That means someone's got a very itchy hand, and it's quite very uncomfortable, Moshe, let's say it's uncomfortable, it's not making much fun. He can get a non-Jew to pour calamine lotion over his hand. That's what's it. Because when a person got mixed as choyli, he's slightly a choyla, that is another level which Chazal allowed them to ask a non-Jew to have done. There's a chilish over here. We're going to see. What? No, that's right. That's the moshe. When you have to swallow it yourself, it won't help you. But on the outside of a person, the moshe's got, let's say, a rash in his hands, then you're quite right. In case of swallowing something where you have to do the action, then this doesn't help at all. So you've got the same.
That's you know, so you put it in the water, but I would say you should disintegrate or something like that. No, it won't help you. Because you have to swallow.
You have to do the maestro. Yeah, that won't help you. It's a good idea, that won't help you. So the only thing it helps you with is when you put cream on. It's also a hint, shall we say. We know normally spreading a cream on a person is many posthumous holds estrays of Maria, smoothing out. There are some posthumous that hold, though, if the cream is absorbed into the body, which many of these creams are actually, it gets completely absorbed, then they hold as no Maria. Maria is only when you need a surface on top. If it gets completely absorbed into the body, there's no Yisrael Mamareach. Lamaisha, we're Machmir, we hold, even in that case, one should not rub it in when it goes completely into the body. But, the possible thing, interesting, that when it comes to this ailment over here, Mitzas Choyli, and you're asking a non-Jew to do something for you, then you can rely on the fact that if it gets absorbed completely in the skin, it's an Yisrael Mamareach, and a non-Jew can do it.
And he has to make it as you go fully into your body.
Yeah, that's the thing. He has to rub it into you, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, yes, it's not very practical. You're not going to ask your next door neighbour to do that, I don't think. But if someone's like, well, in hospital, so very often the nurses might help the person. There, one will be allowed to do that. One could ask the nurse to rub the ointment completely into the skin. Wow. And then, even though it's only a mixas choyli, because for this we rely on the fact that Amir al-Akum is a drabonon, and rubbing in completely. Yeah, that's right. If someone's got, let's say, chapped lips or whatever, and he wants to put Vaseline on, that's much worse. Because Vaseline doesn't go absorbed, so it stays on the top. That, according to anyone, is problematic. So we're only talking about this leniency only works in a case of where the cream is actually going to be absorbed completely. Then we in Yisrael can't do ourselves. We don't rely on the fact that it's a drop on. We hold it to the of this Moriach. But when it comes to a non-Jew doing something, then we take on that is Rabbon, and we allow the non-Jew to completely, what do you call it? So I'll give an example. Someone's got a slight earache. You can ask a non-Jew to put drops in.
Drops of why?
Because it's an outside factor. The non-Jew's doing everything for you. He's doing everything. Now, I says, there's no problem. You may ask the non-Jew to do that, yeah? A Panadol, that's more problematic. Obviously, a Panadol you can't do. But ear drops is okay. A burn, sunburn, you may ask them, it's not too serious. You may ask a guy to rub it in. Who had an arthritis sucker, they also tuck in cream sometimes, meant to relieve the thing of it. If that's the case, then one may ask a non-Jew to rub the ointment in. Again, okay, so a big cut of this, that if the ointment gets completely rubbed in, we rely on the fact that it's Nisrabonon, we allow not to do it. We'll get it by
tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, we better leave it, I think. I think so. I think perhaps because it's Nasifa.
It'll be
in
time.
Tomorrow night is Nasifa, Moshi. Oh. Yeah, a big gathering. All right, let's go.